The Traveler's Journal, July 5th, Vacationing in the Nude. Today is the start of the annual National Nude Recreation Week, but enjoying the outdoors without clothes on has been popular since nudity was normal attire for Homo sapiens. Naturist movements are firmly established in most well-inhabited corners of the planet, and a few that aren't. From Puritan times through the Woodstock generation to today, this country's attitude towards nudism has been, well, on again and off again. Hundreds of naturist movements have enjoyed their time in the sun, and skinny dipping down by the old mill stream has long been a youthful rite of passage. On the other hand, it tends to be illegal, at least in most public places. But nudism is really taking off. The World Guide to Nude Beaches and Recreation lists hundreds of discreet clothing optional camps, clubs, resorts, and beaches across the U.S. and around the world. Millions of families and individuals of all ages, shapes, sizes, and walks of life have learned to appreciate the joys of recreation free, both of garments and shame. Some zealots claim that people can only truly relax after they lose their clothes compulsive anxieties. Other nudists just enjoy playing in the sunshine with no clothes. Go figure. At any rate, clothing optional beaches can be less sexually charged than ones that reveal themselves in bikinis and thongs. Federal law, for the most part, is neutral on the subject of nude recreation when conducted with discretion and sensitivity to the varying values of others. That's a prime philosophical tenet of the Naturist Society. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com.